What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 91 podcast. I'm here with my host, Varghese Anthony.
How's it going?
And my good friend, Jonathan Lund.
We're back.
Not that Varghese isn't my good friend as well. I don't know why I said it that way. But in today's video, we're going to be talking about new and used sleepers in 2020 that will dominate the road that people will not suspect. So with that being said, we're going to kick it off to Varghese.
So what's up? Let me go ahead and share, because this is a bit of a dream car for me. I've had my eyes on this thing for a while now. And I think, honestly, I will admit right off the bat, it is it's pushing the boundaries in terms of being a sleeper. See, it's time I got you guys on the blank screen and I've hidden the slides. Yeah. What is it? Okay. It's not surprising. It's the Cadillac CTS-V sedan. Somewhat of a safe option, I'm not going to lie. But I do think it's a really good-looking car. First and foremost, it's stylish. It's sleek. And it's really done wonders as far as Cadillac's new styling goes. Real carbon fiber trim on this as well, if you go for that option. This is not quite a sleeper because you can see the paint scheme. This is the championship edition. It's got a little bit more here and there's kind of like a first edition Supra, or you know, it's a special edition basically. But this, I just wanted to show that it is out there. If you're looking for something a little bit more flashy, it does have the option. But overall, I mean, it's a classic layout in my opinion. Four doors. It's a Cadillac sedan. You're going to think it's heavy. It is heavy, but it will move. Take a look at the stats. 640 horsepower, 630 pound-feet of torque from a 6.2-liter supercharged V8. It's got to be a V8. And the new additions that you can buy now start at 86 grand, pretty much 87. And it comes with an 8-speed automatic paddle shifters. But if you take a look at this picture that I'm putting up here, you'll see it's got the manual shifter on it. So the first gen came with a manual 6-speed, and the second gen, you can choose between the 6-speed and the automatic. The third gen, you're pushing this much horsepower, it's safer to go with the 8-speed automatic. But you get a lot of great tech. Obviously, you get the latest and greatest in GM's products. The suspension is the magnetic ride suspension. You can see how, if you look at this, it's not really going to stand out. The colors there don't have any special colors. It's all standard range, like whites, grays, blues, blacks, reds. But underneath, you have a very, very, very serious motor that can smoke a lot of two-door cars. And, you know, all while you're sitting in high comfort and high class, because at the end of the day, it's a Cadillac. So, yeah, that's my pick. And this one here, actually, if you wanted to really splurge, this is the Hennessy version, which looks exactly like the factory version you can get, but it's 1,000 horsepower.
Incredible. Incredible.
I can respect the pick.
Go for it, Jonathan.
So this pick, yeah, I could, you know, I'm all behind this. You know, it's just a luxury sedan, you know. Not many people would probably know that, you know, he's got a supercharged V8 underneath. Unlike, you know, those German cars that you probably know, like, oh, this, what, straight six, turbocharged. This one is like, you know, a Cadillac has that moniker behind it, like this old grandpa's car.
Right, exactly. So,
yeah, this is a good sleeper, honestly. I mean, I can't really fault you for anything on this.
What do you think, Raju?
Yeah, I really like the pick. Something that we can consider, since it's a Cadillac, even to the original CTSs, I remember my neighbors had one. And I always kind of associated Cadillac with having really good styling. So within the confines of this pick, when mm-hmm. you see this car, you wouldn't suspect it to be such a monster on the road.
Because, yeah.
Again, it's styled like a Cadillac should be. And honestly, I don't know much about this car, and the specs that you told me, really interesting. I'm sure driving this in a stick would be incredible, but I think it's a great pick and it's a good sleeper for that very high end price tag. But I think it's a good sleeper.
All right, so I guess that wraps that up.
Yeah.
Got a 2 out of 2 for us.
So who's next?
All right. I'll go ahead and explain to you guys my pick. Now, this actually worked out really well because my pick is something that I think a lot of people can drive and enjoy purchase, and that would be the 2015 Infiniti Q50A. And before I get into it, the A refers to it being a base model, but what's really nice about the Infiniti Q50, if I can take a second, I think the styling is really nice from the front. Mm-hmm. From the back, it looks very plain Jane, and you wouldn't expect this thing to be packing what it is packing. And with the 2015 Infiniti Q50A, again, this is the base, it's standard with the 3.7 liter V6, which is the same V6 that powers the 370Z, which is a really lesser known fact that I think not a lot of people know about. It's right. paired with a 7-speed automatic transmission only. It's front engine rear wheel drive, and it delivers about 328 horsepower with 269 pound feet of torque. It's a luxury car, so leather is standard, and the leather is actually really nice. And in today's day and age, you can get one with about 40 to 50,000 miles for under $15,000, which what as much car as you're getting for that price, you're getting something that is very reliable, that's really comfortable on the road, and that honestly performs better than it should for $15,000. And before I let you guys in on it, I actually own one of these, so I know it's my mom's car, and I know that this thing, it can absolutely rip when you want it to. Of course, it's not a pure driver, but as a sleeper, I'm pretty sure that this is going to be a great option for a lot of different people.
I'm going to jump in here because the one thing that sticks out to me right away is $15,000 to be able to pick one of these up. And it almost feels like cheating to be able to pick one of these up. I've had the privilege of driving one of these. And honestly, it comes with dual touch screens on the inside, full leather wrap, there's leather on the armrest, leather on the door cards. It's honestly a very good, well-outfitted, well-equipped vehicle. And it is luxurious. It's just luxurious just enough. It's not ostentatious, not over the top. But I think the best part about these is how quick they are off the launch. You would be hard pressed to find out that you are driving a four-door luxury sedan. With my pick, the Cadillac, you will feel it because you're gonna feel the weight, you're gonna feel the burning rubber. This, especially with Nissan's tech behind it in terms of wheel control and the FR layout and their mastery of the V6 engine, It's a really, really, really good package, and I completely agree. And honestly, it's such a sleeper that I didn't even think about it, but it's a really solid pick. I completely, 110% agree with this one.
Whole point of that definition, sleeper.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, when I look at this car, I'm just thinking like, all right, it has a 3.7 liter from the 370Z. Can I put a twin turbo kit on it?
I believe they do offer the twin turbo V6.
Oh, yeah, that's a new one. That's a 3-liter, yeah. Though.
So that would be the new one if you want to buy a new version. But to be able to pick this up for 15 grand or less.
Honestly, if you guys don't know me, it's like I already like sleepers. They're one of my favorite cars. Can't really, you know, all these are great picks. But I think, I've seen Raj's car before. It's good. Did I really get to the full extent of it yet? No. He hasn't taken me out on a drive yet.
I think you'll enjoy it, John.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it.
It's just such a fun car. And just to have that ability to drift whenever you want is just, honestly, it's addicting. It's a great pick. But Jonathan, I'm excited to hear about what you picked.
Yeah? Yeah? All right. So, Sleeper is one of my favorite cars. You know that. Right. I already said that. So, see this, right? Sleeper?
Sleeper.
Right? Title screen. So when I first heard the term, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought of one car immediately. Marquise, you'll remember this. Do you remember the first sleeper that we ever talked about?
I'd be hard-pressed to remember. But I feel like if you showed me a picture, I would.
Does this ring a bell somewhere?
Oh, no.
This is not the car. This is not the car. But, like, this is the first time I heard about sleepers. And this is, like, what I immediately thought of. I was like, damn, track racer underneath Camry.
I did think about this.
Holy crud.
Is that a transformer?
Yeah.
No. So Raj, just, and for those of you guys listening, what this is a Camry shell on top of a drag racing machine. So how much horsepower does this one have?
I don't remember, man. It has like 800.
Something like, yeah. But
this is the definition of sleeper, but my sleeper, right? This car.
Right.
The Subaru Legacy GT Wagon. Think about it. Nobody's going to expect a wagon.
Yeah.
I love wagons. Hashtag wagon life. This wagon, amazing. It has a... this, I don't know. This car just hits different. This has the 2.5 liter EJ255, right? It's turbocharged, flat four. It makes 250 horsepower, 243 foot-pounds of torque. It came with a 5-speed manual, but then they later upgraded to a 6. This is basically the WRX motor in it, the EJ25. All-wheel drive, and think about it. Nobody's going to expect this wagon to be fast. This has...
It looks dated.
It looks dated, yeah, but we talked about it. We can either pick new or used cars.
Exactly.
This is the used car I thought of. I don't know. It's just an amazing car. It's not going to blow your socks off or anything, you know? Like, compared to other, like, WRXs, it's not really not going to beat them.
Right.
But, like, stock, this will be great.
I'm curious as to how much these run in the used market.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Raj,
why don't you take a stab, because... I'm most intrigued as to Raja, the Subaru fanatic.
The Subaru ambassador.
Yeah, the Subaru ambassador. He's wearing the shirt, too.
Yeah.
Literally says Subaru ambassador. So what's the number, John? How much do these go for?
So I saw a clean example on bringatrailer.com. Uh-huh. Around $17,000. Not bad.
Well, so they hold their value.
It's really good. Because, like, I mean, like, where else can you get a wagon that basically is, like, almost like a sports car? Besides going up all the way to Mercedes, BMW.
I was going to tell you, that was something that crossed my mind. But the thing is, as soon as you see the AMG badge or the little Scorpion wing mirrors on those M series, you know what it is.
Right. But then, think about this.
But, I mean, come on. I got to hear what Raj has got to say about this. It's a Subaru, and it's a manual transmission. Let's hear it.
I think, in a perfect world, this is a really, really good pick. If you could have picked this up new when they were brand new, you know, for example, this was your mom's car and you inherited it, it would be great. But just knowing the nature of Subarus, they are very reliable, yes. But people didn't pick these up to drive to church on Sunday. And especially these ones that have passed, you know, had a couple different owners.
Yeah.
I don't know how reliable they would be. But again, in a perfect world, this is an awesome example. But I feel like this is just a car that people know about.
Right.
And have picked them up. But if you could find, like, if I could find one of these on Craigslist for $5,000, I would do it all day long. Maybe even up to $9,000, I would do it. But just knowing that a lot of these have probably been monkeyed with, it kind of just ruins the surprise for me. But if I was on the road and if I was in my Integra and I saw one of these, I'd be like, okay, I can take this. I can take this flat 4 NA any day. And then it would just do this and I'd be in the dust.
Right. Yeah. But think about it. If it does break, you can put a new motor in it, right? And to turn it into Super Gramps.
Oh.
You remember this? This is the inspiration right here. This is the first, like, inspiration. When I saw Sleeper, I was like, this too.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's pretty hard for, as far as I've seen, it's pretty hard for Subaru owners to not touch their Subarus underneath the skin. So, honestly, I agree with Raja here. If you were to offer this and I was in the era to buy this brand new, this is definitely, because $250 would have been a lot around this time. Mm-hmm. But if you pick it up now, it doesn't look like it's going to do anything other than go to the grocery store, which is the whole bill of a sleeper, but you have a manual transmission and it's a boxer. It's a Subaru. You got parts for days. You got support on the aftermarket for days. Mm-hmm. And like you said, yeah, Super Gramps, right? A classic machine. And it's a great example of what a sleeper is. I mean, I'm looking at this. The only thing that would give away anything for me is that the wheels are changed. But how many people do you know that already do that with no improvement to horsepower?
Yep. Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I agree. I'm okay with it.
And honestly, just to speak on this, just because you brought this up, as a Subaru ambassador, I do this to everybody. I would recommend you buy a Subaru new and yeah. keep. I wouldn't buy one used, per se, unless it was exceptional, unless it was a one owner, unless right. everything added up, I would never buy a used Subaru. And that's just fact.
Yeah.
Fair.
But, okay, guys, we've seen each other's picks. Jonathan, out of these three vehicles, which one would you pick?
Oh, man. I don't know. You guys brought some inferior body types, the sedan, to the station wagon.
It's a big sedan, though.
It's true. But, you know, I got to love the wagons, man. Got to pick my pick.
All right, I'm going to be stubborn.
I'm going to be stubborn.
I would stick with my pick. It's a dream car for me. And I think for me, when I hear sleeper, I think about a sedan that nobody's going to suspect. Last thing anybody expects to be fast is a Cadillac. And I think it looks good. Mm-hmm.
If I had a choice between a really clean Q50 or a really clean version of what Jonathan picked, which was the Subaru wagon, I think I'd pick the Subaru wagon just because it's really cool. But if I was, you know, if somebody put a gun to my head and said, buy a sleeper today, I'd probably go look for another Q50. But with that being said, let us know what you guys think would be your pick for a sleeper at our socials, 91_podcast. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter. As far as Instagram goes, we're going to be starting to post more regularly there, and we're going to be starting to talk about cars that you might not know about. So look forward to interacting with us there. And next week, we've got a really fun topic. We're going to be choosing performance SUVs you can choose today, new, on the lot in 2020.
Isn't it perfect? I mean, I think the time is right because everybody has some kind of offering in this category. But hey, maybe you guys are busy driving your sleepers right now and you got to listen to this as a podcast format. We're available on anchor.fm along with Spotify and Google Podcasts. We're working on bringing it to Apple Podcasts and we'll let you know when we get there. Jonathan, you want to wrap us out?
Yeah, man. Tell us which one do you think one of our sleepers is better, or do you have your own that you want to take? And we'll catch you at the pump next time.